A trusted once local source for us on the Wintrust Business Lunch has been Michael Miller, one-time economics professor at DePaul and now at Western Washington University. A regular guest there, though, and we asked him to jump on with us this morning. Hi, Michael. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be with you, John, on this very interesting day.
Michael, I want to talk to you, obviously, about the economy and the tariffs. Just real quick, though, you have said to us on the Business Lunch before, your politics and economics are conservative, and you have been a supporter of Donald Trump in the past, right?
That's correct.
I only
say with one exception, though, and the one exception has always been tariffs,
which is what we're about to talk about. Yeah, and I only say that because, as I have said many times on the radio, and I've heard others say it as well, you know, we're trying to process the wisdom of what's happening here, and people in the administration and Fox News say, "Trust us, believe in Donald Trump." And someone said yesterday, the only person who said that is people that are working for Donald Trump. You, as an economist, have not liked this tariff idea from the get-go, right?
That's correct. I understand it from a political standpoint, but the economics, I think, is clear that tariffs overall are negative on an economy and on the people. There will be some jobs protected in the industries which are having the highest tariffs, say autos or steel or aluminum. Jobs will be protected in those areas. But because you and I have to pay more for those products, it actually costs us jobs in other parts of the economy. And the net effect is total number of jobs will fall. And so it's a negative. It's just it doesn't give us the hoped for improvement in the overall economy.
There's Main Street and then there's Wall Street. And obviously Wall Street doesn't like what's happening right now. I bought a donut today. The price was the same. I wonder if this is more for people who have 401ks or run big companies. When is this, or to what degree will this affect people in Chicago just living their lives?
Well, if they buy these particular products that are going to be the imported products, it's going to, of course, it's going to cost them more. Now, they do have an option. If there is a domestic alternative, you would hope that the domestic producer would not raise the price as much as the tariff causes the foreign product to go up. So a person could substitute out of an import and into a domestically produced good. But still, there is evidence that at least for a short period of time, say a six-month period or so, when you impose tariffs like this, general prices, which we would call, you know, inflation, does tick up for a short while. Tariffs don't feed into inflation as a continuous process. It's a, you know, you would put on this tax, and it causes the price to rise one time, essentially. But then there are no subsequent increases. So it doesn't feed inflation, but it does cause prices to rise.
Any idea how much?
I've seen some estimates. Now, see, the problem is when these estimates were made, no one knew exactly what Mr. Trump was going to do, how aggressive he was going to be, and with what countries. But it would be maybe the inflation would go from, say, 2.8% to 3.8%, that the growth of gross domestic product would go from, let's say we were expecting it to be 2 or 2.5, it might be 1.5 to 2. So we might lose about 0.5% growth rate in the overall economy. In both cases, of course, the outcome is negative. It's not a positive thing,
right?
At least in the short run.
I've heard it said that it makes sense in some instances, maybe China, maybe India. Sure doesn't make sense, though, if you're importing bananas or coffee, because we don't grow a lot of bananas or coffee here. And yet, presumably, some of those things, you will not have an alternative that will have to cost more. There's no domestic production of coffee and bananas in America, not anything on a level of what's happening. But would you say that what we are doing, if we only did this to China, that would be a reasonable thing to do?
The one thing which breaks between the economists, say, the economic view and the political view, is that the interesting thing is that these other countries have tariffs which are much higher in some cases than what we charge them when their goods are sold to us. And so they've, in some sense, been behaving badly all along. And now, in some sense, we're responding. Now, what economists tell us, or what the theory tells us, and what the real-world experience tells us, is that us responding to their bad behavior with our own bad behavior, which is imposing tariffs, does not make us better off. It hurts us, just like these tariffs are going to hurt us in the short run. There's no doubt that that's going to be the case. And China is one of the worst offenders. They do have high tariffs. But we want to remember one thing about China. They don't buy very many of our exports. The Chinese economy is not driven by the consumer sector. It's driven by the industrial and the government sector. So we don't even have that much in terms of actual exports that we sell to China. But they do have high tariffs. Maybe if their tariffs were lower, we would be able to sell more to them.
Mm. The president held up a chart yesterday, and he was pitching the generosity of our tariffs with the idea that we're only going to tax them half what they're taxing us. But those weren't tariffs to tariffs. Those were tariffs plus other quote-unquote costs. And I don't Right. understand and maybe fully trust the numbers the president was advertising. When you saw those numbers, what was your reaction?
You have nailed it. There's no doubt when it comes to the tariff itself, that is an explicit number, which everyone knows about. When it comes to what are called non-tariff controls on trade, which would be like quotas or some kinds of inspections that they do that raise dramatically the cost of shipping to that country, there is no set of, agreed upon, what would you call it, equation that economists can use to calculate that. So I assume his economists just came up with some equation that they wanted to use and then added it on to the tariffs. I don't have a whole lot of faith that what they've done is reliable across countries. They had to come up with something. And maybe what they're doing is they're realizing that they may not have a very strong case. So instead of being reciprocal 100% to 100%, they're only doing it at a 50% rate. It could be that that's their... They can play it from a political standpoint that we're being the nice guy. But understand, of course, these other countries do have tariffs which are higher than ours. And that's what irks somebody like Mr. Trump from a political standpoint.
Understood.
And a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
You know, economists, we see it from an efficiency standpoint. We don't see it from a fairness standpoint.
Which
efficiency, tariffs are bad.
Yeah,
fairness? That's tougher.
That's the way the president's been pitching it. Michael Miller is the economics professor, one time at DePaul, now out at Western Washington. I'll call you again maybe soon, Michael. Thanks for your help today.
Hey, anytime, John.